honestly, I think that people with them fetishes, oh man, I just like to smell my girl's panties, or I like to wear them. Or you like to wear high heels. I think that y'all on the spectrum. I do. I think that serial killers are on the spectrum. I'm about to go over to Houston. I do, bro. Let's go to Houston. Let's talk about Houston really quickly. I think that serial killers are on a spectrum. I think that, all right, let's put it in perspective, because you know me. I'm my grandma's child. I think that all of this stuff is the devil that y'all into. I think that guys that like young girls are on a spectrum. I think that serial killers are on the spectrum. And this is my opinion. This is what I think. I can't prove it scientifically. I know there's an anti-intellectual movement. I know that I'm a C student, but just hear me out. Hear me out now. I think that a lot of y'all may be on the spectrum, and you need prayer. You need to be baptized, and we need to cut off your lineage. You should not be having kids. Some of y'all should not be having kids. Some of y'all are straight up Neanderthals. You can't think straight. You was born with a demon on you. You like to lick. You know what I'm saying? And you can spot the signs earlier. You can spot the signs early. But people, you ever seen that kid that liked to lick phones? Like, dog, why you licking? Hey, man, you don't think, and I had a conversation with my homeboy one time, and this was before I even had a kid, because he was a younger guy, like he had kids early, and his kid would always be licking pagers and stuff like that. And I said, bruh, I mean, I know you're not cool with your baby mama, but why she be letting your kid lick pagers, and why she be letting your kid lick cell phones? I don't know, man. You know, like, I don't really pay that much attention to it. I said, you ain't never paid no attention to your kid. And you don't think it's weird that he just like to lick cell phones and he just like to lick pagers? Y'all can't get him no toys. You got him, you know, the new Power Wheels. It used to be called Power Wheels. And I remember, and he bought his son some Power Wheels, right? And the Power Wheels was what y'all be seeing these little kids, they be driving in the Benz and stuff today, right? But he never played with the Power Wheels. He used to just eat the box. I said, dog. And I asked him, because I seen some teeth marks inside of the box, and not inside of the box, but you know how you rip a box open, like, oh man, it's a box, but it was some bite marks and they didn't have no dog. And I said, dog, why is it bite marks on the box that the Hot Wheels was in? Oh, he be eating it. Nigga, what you mean he be eating the box? I'm dog, true story. I know that y'all think that I'm just making it up as I go. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up, honestly. He used to eat my guy's kid used to eat the box. It was eating the cartwheel. I said, man, why y'all ain't taking the box away from him? His mama said, just let him play with it and keep it occupied. I said, so this nigga got a tummy full of cardboard? He got a tummy full of cardboard? You don't think that that's going to affect him? You don't think that all of them carcinogens that's inside of that box, that they make that box with, you don't think that that's going to be a problem? All of that paint, he keep eating paint on the side of the house. He keep licking the side of the house. You don't think something is wrong with your kid? And he liked to taste the paint. Like dry paint. He liked the smell of paint and he liked to taste the paint. Some of y'all in here right now, you haven't thought about it because you weird, right? And so that's why you keep making new accounts and you keep coming, because you like the smell of paint when you was younger and you just kept sniffing it. That's why you wear your wife's heels when she gone. You got flat feet, she got skinny feet, and every time she go to put on her Louboutins, they stretched out on the sides. And she know you wear them, but she keep trying to ignore the signs, because she keep praying for you. And she go to church every Sunday, and you keep wondering why she going to church. Nigga, she praying for you, because she know that your big self keep on putting on her heels. And somebody watching this right now wear panties when they girl go to work. You stuff your penis in her panties. And you weird. You weird. So I don't get offended when I see you type hard in the chat and you start coming for me, Anton, that's why this, nigga, you don't even know your, you weird. You a weirdo. Keep laying down like a serial, bro, you one step away. I don't trust y'all. That's why I keep saying it. I don't trust y'all. Honestly, I don't trust y'all. I know it. I know it. I know a panty wearer when I see one. I know him because he look weird. He always talk like that. So I run into you niggas in person and I just give you the fist bump. What up, though? Because I don't want to shake your hand. I don't want that spirit. Nigga, you got a panty wearing devil on your neck. You got a panty wearing devil and you too big to be wearing some other girl's panties. And that's why you got married. Some of y'all is demonic. I'm being real. You think I'm playing. I'm telling you, we about to go into this serial killer conversation over in Houston. Some of y'all demonic. Ladies, let me warn you. Toya, I ain't kidding. I ain't kidding, Toya. Ladies, let me warn you. Let me warn you. All right? Y'all got to start watching these guys, especially the ones that's typing hard in the chat and then they want to hit you up on the DM. Hey. I seen you in the chat. You got a pretty profile picture. Yeah, I'm 1-2-step inside of Anton's chat. I'm subscribed. Yep. Looking to join the Bag Chasers soon. I haven't yet, but I'm looking to join the Bag Chasers. You going to be at the meetup? Watch him because you keep trying to figure out, I wonder why he want me so bad. He don't even know me. He see me with my kids on there. It's because they like your kid. Tell me the part that I'm saying is not untrue. It sound crazy, but tell me the part that I'm saying is untrue. Bro, they don't like you. They like being around your kids. I am very skeptical of men that are desperate to be stepfathers. Because I be thinking to myself, listen, I know she cute, but she ain't that cute. And her kid certainly looked dumb, right? So I be looking and I'm like, why is he so desperate to play another man's save game? And I'm telling you, listen, I warned y'all in the beginning of the show what this was going to be like. I said that I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody. You start at zero and then you work your way up. How are y'all not skeptical of these men that's desperate to take care of you and your child? Oh, y'all come as a package deal? No better. Hey, little homie, let me throw football with you. Like, nigga, you just met him. You cooler with him than you are with me. He always want to babysit. I watch the kids. You don't get a little creeped out of that? You don't think this nigga might be a serial killer? Crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm the most sane person out of all of the 2,000 something plus people that's inside of this chat right now. I'm the most sane person that's here. I'm just calling it for the water. You keep overlooking the red flags. No, he a good dad. No, he want to marry me. He want to marry me so much. He always bringing my little daughter. How old is your daughter? 7. He treat me and her the same way. He bring me flowers. He bring her flowers. Talking about that nigga over there, just got her, keep on throwing her up on the lap. You don't think that's strange? Didn't he just meet her? You buying her flowers? He bought you flowers too? Huh. You trying to babysit already? That nigga's a serial killer. Gotta pay attention to the signs. That nigga's a serial killer. Keep on being in the friend. Y'all ain't never wondered about these niggas that keep on trying to be in the friend zone? No, that's my friend. No, he like planning your makeup and your panties. That's my friend. Oh, he like your clothes. He like your style. He wanna be you. That nigga's a serial killer. He a serial killer. He like you. He like your wigs. He try them on his big head. He put your wigs on when you go to work. He sit with his seat real close. When I see niggas that sit with their seat real close to the steering wheel, nigga, when I came up and I got my first car, first thing I do is I pulled the seat all the way to the back, and I was barely in the window, just enough for you to see me. That's how I used to drive my car. Drove my car just like this. When I see dudes and they seat me all the way up on the steering wheel like this, like a girl, that's a female thing. You see girls, they always sit close to the steering wheel. Nigga, that's a red flag. That's a serial killer. That's a serial. When I see men that drive like this and they chest is real close to the steering wheel, that's a female thing. Men stay back, spread their legs. They barely in the window. They pull their seat up just far enough to be in the window so you can see who it is. Put their hand out the window so you can see they watch. I'm here. Start the track over right before they get up to the light because they know that it's going to be people at the light. And so they want to start the song over to the beginning. And they want to get past the slight intro. And when the beat drop, they want people to hear their song. That's what you do when you a young man. You look for things and attention. You turn your music up because you want everybody to know that you got 212s in the back. If your son don't do that, your son may be a serial killer. If all he want to do is go play with the dolls and stuff like that, or he always helping you get dressed. Mama, I want to help you get dressed for your day. Your son may be a serial killer. If your son don't... Let's go over to... I heard Houston got a serial killer. Let's see if we can profile, because I'm giving you the clues. I'm giving you signs, all right? Now, with some girls in here who they watch what they got, and I've identified some of these characteristics, and you know what they're going to say? I don't like that nigga. Why you always listening to Anton? You a bag chaser? That nigga so lame. He's so corny. He's so lame. He's so corny. What'd he say? Why he always flirting? Nigga, that's usually what you do when you like women. When you think that they pretty, sometimes you just can't help it and you got boxolitis. That's normal for healthy, sexually active, grown men to actually like and participate with women. I can't help it. It's just what it is. I just choose to say the quiet part out loud. It is what it is. That's what happens when you as content creator, the people around me understand it. You know what? That's just Anton. He just like girls. Don't worry about it. Is some guys, some of y'all watching this with your guys right now? This nigga think he is the next Kevin Samuels? As some guys, let me not keep it on just the guys. I want to be objective here and I want to make sure that we spread the love, because there's some women that's some serial killers out here. And usually they got a profile. I'm going to give it to you right now before we get into Houston. All right. It's some women that got a profile, all right? A lot of times, and this is not all of them, but the first sign is that they usually say that a man is gay or he hates women if they don't agree with him. Genuinely, most of the time, they got a big back. They got a big back. They on the cusp. They're on the cusp. They generally like to be forever students because they socially awkward. They have the makings of a serial killer. I'm trying to tell you. They still watch Teletubbies, cartoons. They always talking about another man, but ain't never got one. Makings of a serial killer. They get real clingy when they finally get one. They love them. Because they want to hold on to them. And they usually lose them. They usually lose them because they're like, man, this chick is too needy. She ain't never had a boyfriend before. Chicks that act weird like they ain't never had a boyfriend, but they grown. Yo, usually those chicks is the makings of a serial killer. Listen to what I'm saying. These type of women tend to go and get X jobs. Y'all ready to get the jobs? I'm gonna break it down for you. A lot of times, and it's not only singular to big backs. This is also... Listen to what I'm saying. This is also to regular looking women. They are able to hide it more effectively. This is why they don't get caught cheating as much. They usually like to get jobs, and they usually seek attention from guys in high school, and they are teachers. That's one of the things. They like school. They like attention from younger guys. One of the professions, not all teachers, obviously, but usually some serial killer women, they usually have teacher credentials. If they not a teacher, they may be a teacher credential. Sometimes they nurses. Sometimes they're nurses. Oh, you don't want to have this conversation no more. Now we need to move on. We need to talk about what's happening in Houston over in the Bayou. They love getting extra fly. It's hard for them to deal with grown men, but they love having conversations with younger people. They're so incentivized to help them with their homework a little bit more. Can't talk to a grown man. Oh, no, they gay. I don't like them. I only like my career. I'm married to my career. What do you mean? What kind of person that's nurturing don't want to get some D? You only want to get box, or you only want a young dude? Weird.